podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Everybody, welcome back to the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from beautiful Southern California.
Why do you always talk like that?
Why do I not talk like this and more often?
That's a great question.
Babe. It's been a minute.
I know.
Well, first off, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
There's a few we're missing. We probably should have planned that out better.
Happy Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us. So, guys, this is a special episode for a few different reasons. One, I regret to inform you, this is our last episode for 2024.
Yep. Ding, ding, ding.
Very last one ever.
Very last one for 2024.
So we're going to go big on this one.
We got
shit to cover.
Yeah, we do.
So we went to a party. Shit went down, but we're not going to talk about that.
No.
This one, we're saving that one for the new year,
because we have been talking about having people on.
We have
for a year now.
Yes.
And we finally figured it out for our last show of 2024.
This is going to be the biggest show of December.
So we have friends.
Friends.
We've been friends with them, I want to say 7 or 8 years.
IRL.
In real life,
yes. The real deal.
And we were vanilla friends with them.
Yep.
And then we sprung on them one day during a rousing game of Cards Against Humanity that we are in the lifestyle.
Yes.
And after she yelled at me for not telling her sooner... they accepted what we had to say, and then somehow they got into it.
But we're gonna give that story away.
We'll let
them
tell that story
again. Welcome everybody to center stage, Tom and Liz from Michigan.
Hello, hello, hello.
Like, that would be your cue.
We told them we'd give them a cue and they would know. And hopefully that was enough.
I think in post I'm going to do a drum roll.
Do you want to know what I want to say is...
All right, guys, thank you so much for having us continue.
Yes, well, okay. Yes, thank you so much for having us on. But I do want to say... I think we were one of the first people you had discussed in your podcast for January 2024. So
we are.
What a full circle.
I know.
We're at the end of the year, the last show of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think we were in like the first one.
The first show.
You were.
Great.
You were, because it was.
For the year. I love
it. You guys
it.
Are bookends. It's because you guys were, you were definitely the first ones of the year, because you guys came
your
out
birthday.
For my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that's
yes.
when you first had your first experience.
What? Spoiler alert.
That sure is.
What's the point of even having them on? You're like going to tell their story. Yeah. So, guys, this is what happened.
But we have to cheers first.
We do have to cheers.
Okay.
So really quick, really, really quick. So who's drinking what? Mr. Sweets, I had a 99 problems, but a pineapple ain't one. That was a 99... you know the 99 bananas, that old thing? Well, they have a 99 pineapple punch. So that mixed with OJ and what's it called? Pomegranate juice, which is very special from you.
Yeah, I've been juicing pomegranates for most of the day.
All day.
All day, son.
Is so what are you drinking? Okay, so I'm having a pomegranate pineapple jalapeno margarita. So it is...
Let me clear my
throat. It is my freshly squeezed pomegranate juice, pineapple juice, jalapeno Casamigos tequila, and then I rimmed my glass with...
You rimmed it, huh?
Salt and sugar. So yeah, pomegranate, pineapple, tequila. Oh, and then some agave, a little bit of agave.
All right.
Yeah.
And
Tom and Liz, what are you guys drinking
tonight?
We are both drinking a blood orange gin fizz, which is some gin, blood orange juice, not freshly squeezed though. I did pour it out of a bottle because I'm lazy.
Weak.
Still very good.
Still very good. Some simple syrup, heavy cream, egg whites, and lemon juice.
So you did the egg white portion too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And freshly squeezed lemon though. I did not skip there.
Club soda.
Well then that
being
said.
A splash of club soda.
All right.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ew, ours sounds pretty sad. It's glass, it's where.
All right. So before we get down to business.
My ASMR ice chewing.
Really quick, we have a listener that texted us a couple weeks ago. His name's James from South Carolina, and he's a blind dude, and he loves our podcast. He's not currently in the LS, but he's looking to get into it. So cheers to James. Wanted to throw his name out there. And also, ANC from Texas. We don't have your permission to use your names yet. So ANC from Texas, they like to text us.
I was calling them liquor bits.
Liquor bits?
Because they text pictures of liquor bottles covering her bits.
So there was some one with a salted caramel. And then the recent one was she was holding a little mini fireball whiskey.
Yeah, they weren't covering
much. They weren't covering a whole lot. And then there was one in the shower where she was holding up our phone with our podcast logo on it. Speaking of logos, the newest logo.
You are just rolling along here.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. I'm trying to get rid of business really quick. So speaking of logos, we've talked about our new logo. You've probably seen our new logo. Well, Tom here is actually the graphic designer of that logo. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're very welcome.
He only charged us $6,500, which I think is a banging deal. If you haven't seen it, it's a upside down pineapple with glasses and a beard. It's designed to resemble me, and I think it fits pretty well. So
I think so too.
Thank you, Tom, so much for that. And Liz, you haven't done anything yet for the podcast, so what's next? What are your skills?
She can make an appearance on your non-existent TikTok.
There you go.
Well, I found out I'm pretty talented in BDSM. If we want
okay.
to go that
way. BDSM. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think we have our next episode.
Do you want to be spanked?
How do you like it?
I enjoy spanking. And I've had some women challenge me and... I enjoy it. I don't like it when I feel like they got hurt though. So
absolutely not.
Yeah. So
all about consent.
Well, they consented, but
that's what you're supposed to do.
You got to talk through it though.
No.
When you do the BDSM thing, do you do like the red, yellow, green, or what do you?
We don't. I don't use words. I talk to them up close and personal. I walk around.
No. I mean, like typically, like it's almost like a safe word version. Like,
yeah.
If you hit them once, like they'll say
was green.
If you want
it
harder,
yellow.
And that's kind of.
Or
like
they just say they want it harder. Or have you? We went to a BDSM thing, and that was kind of what they said. They were like, so if you say green, like if I ask you how you're doing and you say green, then I know I can hit you harder. But if you say yellow, then I probably will back off a little bit. And if you say red, then it's like I went too far. So they use that to like.
What do you normally do, Tom? Do you say red a lot?
I normally just watch.
You're like, red.
Red, yep. As soon as it comes out, I see the whip, red.
No, but he's also found that he really enjoys partaking in the giving aspect as well. Okay. Yes.
Oh, I can spank all day.
I like both, the giving and receiving.
Yeah.
However,
so you're a switch.
Yes. So I'm very much a switch. I would say I haven't used any like safe words or anything. We've not done any like green, yellow, reds. Like I said, if the person that I'm with is, let's say, on a St. Andrew's cross, I will walk around the cross and talk to them and look at their face and just pick up on their cues. And you can tell.
Tears.
You know? I don't get that far. However, if they want me to, if they do tell me, I'm all about communication. You need to talk to me. So just make sure you tell me. I've never had any negative experience with that. I've had people walk up and ask me to do it to them, and I don't even know them. And that is a really fun experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I also was gifted a 3D printed paddle with Legos on it.
Nice.
Legos.
Yeah.
So you throw it on the ground and you have people walk on it?
Nah.
That's
not all about
that. That's their fun.
Leave them Lego imprint. Yeah.
Do you own your own equipment yet?
Yes, we
do. Do you have a bag? Like, do you have a bag dedicated to your tools of the trade?
Yes, we do. Yes, I do.
Is it a Home Depot bag?
It is not.
Whips and chains.
Actually, it was a broken Victoria's Secret pink bag, if you must know. But now it is a teal duffel bag. And I don't know. I'd like to call it more green to go. Green to go. Let's go.
Do you bring it to everything you guys go to, or do you just take it out every once in a while?
We bring it to the hotel takeovers we go to.
Okay.
I have gotten that.
If you guys can't see, okay, just for people who are listening, because I know they can't see,
at the beginning
of the podcast, Mr. Sweets told them to stay in their chairs and don't move. And Tom had already told us Liz was going to have a problem with that, which we already knew. And so in this whole time when she just paused, it was because she started spinning in her chair and Tom like grabbed her shoulder and was like, stop spinning.
So her brain had to reset.
Yeah, they have a microphone in the center of them, and the concept is keep the audio level. But yeah, she's like on a roller coaster and spinning around in circles.
She is wandering.
It's so bad, especially since this chair spins. Oh gosh.
The ADD is really winning this battle.
For the next time, we need to get her in like a chair, just like nailed.
I need a straight jacket. Just put me in one. I'll gladly do that.
Don't you have restraints?
Yeah, we do.
You should be
restrained. I need to get the restraints out.
Go get the teal bag.
Seriously. Maybe you should. Let's go.
So this is kind of funny because podcasts are crazy. Conversations are wild because you never know where you're going to go. I mean, the concept was to start at the beginning of your journey, but we just went straight
to BDSM.
To BDSM. And we're going to work backwards, apparently. So that's funny because you recently changed your hair color. And your hair color now definitely fits like that dom kind of mistress look. Is that what you were going for?
I have just enjoyed just the change in my life.
Yeah.
I have just embraced everything. I've lost 40 pounds and decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna dye my hair. I'm gonna dye it for fun. Let's go crazy. I got tatted up. Like, let's go. I need some more tattoos. I need to do my hair. Let's do it. Is next to the boob
midlife,
job. Let's
is this
go.
A midlife crisis?
I would say that's normally what they call that. But
do you have a sports car
early
now?
For that one still.
Yeah, you guys are a little early for a midlife crisis.
Little young for that. So really quick, why don't you guys describe each other so the listeners can kind of have an idea.
So Tom, you describe Liz, and Liz, you describe Tom.
Physically?
Yeah, so the listeners can get an idea of what you guys look like.
You kind of just touched on some things, but yeah. And go.
You first or me first?
I'll go first.
Go for it.
Flip a coin.
Tom, my sexy husband, he is a 6'4".
6'4"?
Very 90s shag hair. Ginger beard. I wouldn't say ginger hair, more like auburn hair. Bright blue eyes. He's got a baseball butt. He was a Division I baseball pitcher.
Baseball butt?
Yeah, that round baseball butt. Give me a booty.
Perfect
I love
for
it.
Spanking.
Yes, except for he won't let me. Anyway. Yeah, what a handsome man, 6'4". He's been told people want to climb him on a few occasions.
It happens as a tall man that people do want to climb you.
Yeah.
Especially pool parties. People like to climb tall guys at pool parties.
Got it.
But you guys live in Michigan. You don't have a pool season.
No.
We have a humid season, which, it's gross. Anyway, he's a very, very handsome man.
How big are his feet? Does he wear large socks?
Oh my gosh. Sure does.
All right, Tom. Your turn.
Oh gosh. I'm so curious to see what you have to say now.
Me?
Yeah.
She's got a baseball butt.
It's more of a softball one, but let's see. Well, Liz, as we've already discussed, has changed her hair color 3 times in probably the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we're currently rocking the copper.
Mm-hmm.
About 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
Nice round butt.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
We like to keep things awkward here.
It's what the people want to know. I mean,
how big are her
boobs? Let's be honest.
I don't have any tatas.
Yeah.
The kiddos. They took those away.
They've been stolen.
You got boobies. I see boobies.
Okay.
You got boobies.
All boobies are good boobies.
They are.
I've never met a boobie I didn't like.
Exactly.
They'll be bigger soon.
Bigger soon.
All right, so she's
once we win
up.
That lottery on Friday.
Okay,
Friday,
so
you're
I'm
hitting
about
the lottery.
Tatted up. We're working on a new sleeve now. Yeah. We got
a big back piece.
Redoing the back piece.
What have I told you about my back piece?
She likes it on her back. Is that what I?
Yeah, I'm like, nah. Let's see how well you can color inside the lines.
Oh.
There you go.
It's a good pickup line. I don't think she needs a good pickup line, but it is a good pickup line.
I love that pickup line. It's
awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, so we're gonna reset the clock here really quick. So we see kind of where we're at right now with the BDSM and all that stuff, y'all freaks. So let's rewind back all the way to the very first time we kind of told you guys what it is that we partake in.
So wait, so you guys, rewinding all the way back, you're obviously
all the way back, okay.
Married, ethically non-monogamous couple. You guys were high school sweethearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have been together for how long?
No.
Yeah.
15 years.
15 years.
Together 15 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where you guys started. And then you've been on this journey for now about a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So now you can tell us. I wanted to give people a little background because some people like to know that.
Yeah,
like,
for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
How long people have been together before they get into this and what kind of led them here.
Okay. Married 8, together for 15. Year in the LS. It's been a fun ride. Few rides.
So how did you feel the first time we kind of dropped that bomb on you? I kind of remember... Like,
oh my gosh.
You were like, I'm down. And he was like, what?
I know.
Don't even. It was like, yeah.
Shocking and yet not surprising all at the same time. Your schedule started to make a lot more sense.
How we're always busy.
Hindsight was definitely 2020. Like, it was like, oh yeah, that is why. You guys are going these places all the time. All the time. I get it.
But I mean, like, there was no judgment whatsoever. It was more me just, like, for me. I know you're the same because you told me later. You just were like, I'm so curious. We were just so curious as to, like, what it is that you were doing. Like, we wanted to learn more about it.
Yeah.
It was very intriguing. And we had already knew that your marriage was rock solid. And the fact that this wasn't a negative, you didn't paint it in that light.
Yeah.
So we were just like, I want to know more. We wanted to know more about that. And we wanted to hear about your experiences and like what was so positive about it. And the fact that you were just so like open and willing to share, not details, but like about like the places you've went, the lovely couples you've met, just
the friendships we've
what
made.
You talk about, but not like full details. Just, it's just very open. It's very welcoming. Like, it's all about consent. It's just a wonderful community.
Yeah.
And that just intrigued us from day one.
And have you guys have found that to be the case for you guys, right?
Like, absolutely.
In everything we said.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. 100%. I'm just like, I wish we did it sooner. Like, I mean, come on.
Well, you guys are still young.
Don't you?
Yeah. You guys are Mr. still young.
It would have been nice.
Tom's like, I love sucking some strange.
I know.
What? Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear.
It would have been a lot nicer if we started this in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
But we did.
See?
Well, you technically, technically did start in Southern California.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Just for
but
night.
I did. I did.
I think Mr. Sweets had more, a little more to have a part to play in that.
Oh, yes. Yes. He did.
On what?
He did.
I'm trying to.
The
I'm trying to pick up what you're putting.
Yeah, the first experience.
The couple was at my
the
birthday.
The couple that, yeah.
And
yeah.
You got their number and they got, I don't know, you guys exchanged numbers or something.
I didn't even know that.
At the table
later.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were playing with your 3D printed present.
Yeah. My 3D
and they
printed
decided. Yeah, they thought the group looked fun.
Yeah, we looked fun. So they got your number.
Yeah,
and
we
then
talked
you told
about
them,
this on that. That
yeah,
episode,
you
yeah.
told
yeah.
them what bar we were going to next, and that's where they met up with us.
Yep.
And then that's where they met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will admit I was a little jealous.
What?
That chick, she was my type. So when the numbers were passing around, I was like, okay. But then I realized they were actually after you guys. I was like, what? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Move on. But
I was too wasted that night to do anything anyway.
Yeah, no.
I had literally liquor in my eyeballs.
You did. Oh my gosh, that was the longest bathroom time ever.
Yeah, we had to pass them off to somebody.
I actually found out she was really my type in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear that side of the story.
Nah.
So, all right. So that was your first like
experience?
Experience. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys went back to their room.
No.
Your room,
I brought
right?
them to mine.
That's what I said.
Yes.
I said you went back to your room.
Oh, I thought you said their room.
Oh, I thought maybe you said their room.
Yeah. Maybe I did. I could have sworn I said that yours. Anyways,
I think two women just told you you were wrong.
Yeah. Oh, so you probably are.
I'm automatically wrong in a group of women. But so yes, so you took them back to your room.
Yes.
And that was the first experience you guys had together in the LS.
Yes, it was.
And then we talked about that, I think, a little bit on the last podcast back in January.
Yeah, I don't know how many
we didn't go into much detail
because it wasn't my story to tell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to share more about that story, about your first?
I will gladly share that, unless you would like to share.
Go
I feel like
it.
I'm
you
always
are,
the
I
sharer.
Know. You are the well. That's
sharing is caring.
All right, I will gladly tell.
You get very excited to share this part of the story.
So as I stated, we kind of clicked at the bar.
Clicked on the click.
Well, yes, we did. We brought them back to our room. I decided, hey, want to hop in the shower with me?
Really quick. Really quick. Was Tom aware that obviously he was there, but was this pre-discussed between you guys that, hey, we're open to this, or was this very, very fluid?
It was very fluid. It was very, like, go with the flow. It was very in the moment.
And Tom knew that.
Oh, yeah. He was in the chair, guys.
So, I mean, like, you guys had enough conversation beforehand that it wasn't, he wasn't sitting there like, oh my God, like, what is happening?
So let's rewind. Okay. What was the night before? You tell.
The night before
kind of set it.
Okay.
Was Mrs. Sweet's birthday party at the bar. Oh, and yes. You guys gave us the heads up before, because coming in, we were still the vanilla friends.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, hey, these are our LS friends, and you just should be aware of that, because they're probably going to try and be flirty, because that's just who they are.
Very flirty, very friendly.
So if you are flirty back, you know, whatever energy you give, they will just take, and they will give it back to you, and yes. So you should be aware that things could speed up pretty quick on you, so, like, have the conversation before about,
yes,
like,
exactly.
If you're interested at all in pursuing. So we definitely had that before. And we were just like, okay, we're just going to go and we're going to kind of
have an open
sit,
mind.
We're going to sit in the corner and we're going to just observe. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And we were in that corner for a very long time.
We definitely had people trying to get us out of that corner.
Like the woman who said she wanted to climb you like a tree.
Like the woman who said she wanted to climb you like a tree.
That was fun.
So we kind of knew what we were getting into going into that. And then kind of after that night, we were like, all right, well, that was somehow different than what we expected. Like, just way more inviting and not like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, hey, everyone's just here because we just want to fuck each other. It was like,
it wasn't super aggressive.
No, it was like everyone was there because they just wanted to go out to a bar and have fun and like meet up with their friends. And it was just like any other get together, except people were taking their tits out. So, like,
what? Like Mrs. Sweet.
That never happened.
So that's kind of like after that night, we were kind of like, all right, that was like way more fun and just like a inviting, experience than we expected. Like, you know, that might be fun to try again. Like, even if we were just going there to just hang out and dip our toes in again and just see what it's like. And, okay. I think we kind of skipped past the dipping toes in bit
tonight,
but
you were dipping something. Fast forwarded.
we just Will Ferrell like Anchorman cannonballed in almost.
So. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, like you guys definitely had a conversation going into it. So then,
back
to where you were at with the girl.
Yeah. So I brought them into the room. I asked her to take a shower with me so we could discuss, like, okay, what's going to happen? Also, I wanted to make out with her. So I did. and then I was like, hey, can we just take this to the bed? And she was like, hell yeah, we can. So we did. I can be more detailed, but I mean, like, we ended up having, like, it was a soft swap. Parallel play, Very fun time. Very positive experience. I can't believe how positive and how great of a first experience it was, to be honest. Hearing how other couples, honestly, like, don't have a lot of positive experiences.
Yeah.
I'm very, very surprised. Very, very pleasantly surprised. Very, very happy with what had happened. I will say it was almost a full swap. However, we did not plan accordingly. We did not have the proper protection. So, fellow LS friends, make sure you're always protected. just a plug there.
The best advice now that we've received from Mr. and Mrs. Sweets is to just always have the to-go bag, right?
Always have your bag.
Yes.
At make least sure some form of it.
Make sure it's ready to go. Get something with you. Just
yeah.
You know what?
But it was a very positive experience.
Those are great words of advice, but we have been in that situation millions of times now. We're like, oh, shit. The bag's mm-hmm. downstairs in the backpack. We're upstairs. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. And it's like...
It's so annoying.
And then you have to, like, pause and run around and, you know, try or to find somebody. Or, yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, but, man. I mean, luckily, everyone's, like I said, the LS community is so great. Everyone's so willing to just be like, hey, yeah, I got you. Like,
yeah,
here you go. Yeah. Or like, if you go to a hotel takeover, there's just like a bowl.
Yes.
I love that.
Condoms on a bowl, in a bowl.
Very positive.
Next to the bowl where you put your keys in.
Exactly. So yeah, that was our first experience. We definitely just took a cannonball in, and then what was it? The drive home, we were just talking to you, and I don't know. As soon as we had that experience, we just dove right in.
You did. You went home back and you just home.
Dove right in, yes.
We kind of also a little bit pushed in as Mr. Sweets was, I think by the time we landed, had sent us three different things in our area.
I wanted, Mr. Sweets did.
I wanted to give you resources.
Like, hey,
he did.
We only went
I'm
to
like,
our
guys,
first
there's a party takeover. Next weekend.
I know.
Like, oh, yeah, sure. Let's sign up for that one.
So speaking of that, because we do, like we said, have listeners in different areas of the world and the United States. So what are some groups that are in your guys' area that you would highly recommend for people? I know you've been to a couple parties and...
So we have gone to a few hotel takeovers and some club takeovers. We highly recommend Angel Entertainment and Play Champagne. They are in Metro Detroit area.
Are they?
Play Champagne is more great. Of like a Midwest.
Yeah,
they're
Midwest.
A little more, broader reaching.
Indiana, Ohio, Michigan.
Yeah, Angels more. Metro more
Detroit.
Michigan, yeah, more Michigan based in general, but southeastern. Mm-hmm.
Are they on Cassidy?
Yeah,
do they have communities?
They have community on Cassidy.
They are on Cassidy. We are on Cassidy as well. However, I will say Cassidy is not as big in Michigan.
That's what
Angel Entertainment. Angel Entertainment, Play Champagne. There is 616. There's also a bar called Wild Walkers, which also has a website as well.
So is it like a full-time LS bar? Do they just do like events or meet and greets there?
It's a full-time LS bar. Really? It's a full-time LS bar. They have events. I think it's Thursday through like Saturday. They have themed events. Very positive place. They've got a dance floor. Their drinks are very well priced. I will say it's not like craft cocktails. However, it's like more like a dive bar.
Yeah.
So you buy liquor there, but then is there play on site?
At Wild Walkers? No. But if you do, I would say play is on site at the hotel takeovers. So if you go to a hotel takeover with Angel Entertainment and Play Champagne, that is play on site. They have playrooms. If you go to like the club takeovers or the bar, it's not play on site. However, they always give you hotels that are very close by where you can book and play your heart out.
Yeah. So they're kind of like,
not on site.
Meet and greets more or
essentially.
Less.
Essentially. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're full takeover meet and greets. type mm-hmm. of thing. And then there's just area, there's just hotels in the area that you guys can go back to if you decide to.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then are those communities though have Cassidy? I know you said Cassidy's not that big, or their own communities, like you search their websites?
I would say the couples actually have the Cassidy site. Like, what is it? Angel Entertainment. They're a couple and they have their business, Angel Entertainment.
So is it a website or on Cassidy?
The couple, I believe, is on Cassidy, but they also plug their business on Cassidy.
So how did you find them? Like, how would someone else find them to find mm-hmm. their parties?
Mr. Sweet or their website? Mr. Sweet.
No, through their website.
Website. Angel Entertainment website.
Yeah, here, okay. let me give you the website info.
Yeah, Mr. Sweets can put it in our description.
Yeah, it's great.
For the podcast. Oh.
Tom's got it pulled up if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and read it off here.
Yeah, it's angelentertainment.club.com.
Okay.
And then Play Champagne is playchampagne.com.
Now, what is... I know you guys are signed up on a lot of different socials out there.
We are.
What do you find you get the most action from? What's like the most popular in your area?
In our area, it's Angel Entertainment, I would say. But there are quite a few couples that.
Was that a verb?
Yes, it was. I apologize. Excuse me.
You need to swallow.
There's quite a few couples that don't want to, of course, pay for the membership because they do get expensive. So we also are on Field and 3F. We also, completely forgot about SLS.
Okay.
We're also on SLS. So SLS also has Angel Entertainment, Play Champagne, Wild Walkers is featured on there as well. So, and that's a broader site that's throughout the U.S.
Okay.
Sure.
It sounds like you got a lot of activities out there. We're only on Cassidy.
Yeah.
All of our communities are based on Cassidy.
Well, so. It's in Southern California. It's pretty big. So yeah, are we really? Mm-hmm. I would be overwhelmed if we were on anything else.
Well, you don't handle any of it anyways.
I know.
We definitely.
But you're on
have.
TikTok too.
Yes.
We've definitely like toned down our activity on most of them. And we tend to just focus mostly on like Angel or Play Champagne, like when they have a party in our area. So
we love the heat. Who viewed me?
Yeah, it can be a lot. Like when we first started, we were definitely like,
"What do we do?"
Like,
oh gosh,
on all of them, checking them all the time.
Well, like, I remember. I think the week after you guys got back, you guys told us all the profiles, and like, wow. You're like $200 a month in profiles.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Like most people are like, Netflix and Showtime. You're like SLS, SDC, LSSS.com, MySpace.com, Craigslist. You got like profiles everywhere.
Oh gosh. But even Facebook too.
Yeah, I would say. It didn't help that like we didn't know anyone in the area was into it. So like we couldn't have anyone tell us.
You were a complete fresh start.
Yeah, it was like, oh yeah, go to this one or don't use that one. Like we didn't have that; we kind of had to figure it out on our own.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, there's probably some wasted money in there, but you know,
I wouldn't call it wasted because we have a good friend group now.
Yeah, it wasn't wasted, but
cool.
Definitely a couple of unnecessary sites that we went
subscription.
Through. Yeah.
So what are you guys doing for New Year's Eve? Any big plans?
We do not have big plans. No. We are trying to go to a takeover on January 4th. Just got to find a sitter.
January 4th. So is that
after New Year's?
Is that like the
week after New Year's?
Is that like the poor man's New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
You guys did a Christmas party, though, right?
We went to... We did not. What did we do?
It was the Play Champagne. It was the casino one.
Oh, we went to the Casino Royale.
That was the
11? You sent me some snaps, so I was just... Was that
yeah.
that?
Casino yeah, Royale
was like the 11th or something. So.
Oh, it was the 11th of December. Yeah? 11th. Yeah. Or, you sure?
Well, anyway, the date doesn't matter.
I don't know. We don't need exact
confirmation. That's irrelevant. I just was saying you guys went to a party recently.
Anyway.
So yeah, there were some like, yeah, there's some Christmas ones that we just like could not make it work.
Yeah, it's hard this
time. It's the holidays. We got family in town. Yeah. Like,
it's hard to do that stuff, but.
Yeah.
So. We are planning on going to a club takeover with Angel on the 11th of January. What is it called? It's Diamonds and Desires.
Diamonds and Desires. We're doing a New Year's Eve party, and one of the themes is denim and diamonds.
And I cannot this like the
what outfit, is it?
Denim and diamonds and like denim the and outfit, diamonds. I cannot Ooh. Think of the outfit. I'm struggling. I'm still struggling, and it's like days
Guess
away.
What? I can tell you right now.
Gotta get the rhinestones out.
You gotta get the diamond tatas and denim booty.
Yeah, I have some shorts I might wear, and then I got
the ones
some,
with the multiple holes in the butt.
Yeah, they're like ripped in the butt, and then yeah. I've got some.
There's some fans of people. Some yeah, fans of those
denim pasties, and then a, mm-hmm. like a diamond mesh shirt. But I don't know how it's all gonna look together. I'm just like, it's
well,
not really...
figure it out.
You'll figure it out. Maybe cut out the tatas.
I know.
Cut out the tatas.
No, the shirt
like
is like
Regina
mesh.
George.
The shirt is like mesh, so it's like it's like a cover up for a bathing Got suit. It. But I'm gonna wear it as a shirt, I think, and it's diamond.
Is it too late for you guys to come out for New Year's Eve?
I would love.
I mean,
to.
It's just a couple you know, of days away. You get a ticket last minute, red eye.
No, Frontier has got that sale going on.
There you go.
Seriously.
Yeah. So we're doing 3 days for New Year's for plush. So it's like a lot. And it's a hotel That's takeover.
Cool. It's a hotel takeover? Yeah. 3 days? Okay, so you're doing Thursday. Wait, no, it's Friday.
New Year's Eve Sunday. is on a Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No.
Yep.
Yeah, Sunday, Woo! Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going out on Sunday to the plush New Year's
Eve
party.
Oh, then
we're
coming home Wednesday.
Coming home Wednesday morning.
Yeah, we're coming home Wednesday. So yeah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning.
That's an experienced couple right there.
Yeah.
I bet you they're sold out.
We're still like after one hotel takeover night, we're like struggling to function the next day. We are not great at pacing ourselves.
Yeah. So. You got to rally.
What had happened to us is we went to New Year's Eve plush last year, and we just did the two nights. And then we walked into basically on the day before, on the 30th, they have a big daytime party, and it's in the lobby of this hotel. So we walked in with full luggage and just walked into this like
sober,
just dead sober. This huge party, and then like some friends were already there. They came running up to us, and they were drunk, and it was just a lot to handle.
Yeah.
So this year we said let's go at our own pace. Let's go a night before, and they're actually having a pre party.
Yeah.
On the night
it's
of the 29th.
It's not the takeover on the 29th, so it's like a little black dress party, so a little more conservative.
Oh, cute.
But yeah. So then in the morning on. The actual start of everything, we will be there and
on
be ready with
terms,
mimosas in our bodies,
ready to go.
Screwdriver,
not loading our luggage in, and this year we're actually bringing our podcast equipment there too, so we might bring some
Ooh.
People up and
yeah,
do some
we'll
podcasts from the room.
We always say that, but
we bring it, but then we end up, you know, we'll getting see. Drunk and. No, yeah, we just forget.
Drunk and distracted.
Okay, wait. Yeah. So when are you going?
Sunday.
Because we're off.
We're going Sunday the 29th all the way through Wednesday the morning.
Oh my God.
Don't give me that look.
Tom is looking at Liz like, don't even
so
think about it.
We have them on FaceTime, so we're watching them and they're watching us. And we can see she is the crazy one in a relationship. And you can see her brain is like spinning, like she's spinning in her chair, and you can tell her brain is trying to figure out, can we make this happen? And he is kind of like looking at her like, oh, here she goes again. But ultimately, he will go with whatever she wants to do. So
you would love it.
I would love it.
They're selling single day tickets right now.
Unfortunately, I have to be the financially responsible party at the moment. And the Debbie Downer.
They have these awesome things called credit cards.
You can just pay it off.
Yeah, so we are
there
well
you go.
There.
You just paid it off. You have an empty credit card. Make one, call it the LS card. And that's how you do all your stupid shit.
I know.
We'll just connect it to a fake business and I'll just declare bankruptcy.
There
like
you
every
go.
6 months or something.
Oh my God.
Financial advice.
But, so anyways, it's been great having you guys on. We got a lot of stories we want to go through with you guys, but we can't do it all in one because your journey, much like ours, has a lot of roller coasters and a lot of ups and some downs. And we definitely want to kind of capture all that, but we don't want to rush through it. So now that we have this whole FaceTime audio video thing set up, we can definitely have you guys on more often.
Can't wait.
So, but first I want to get reviews, and if people don't like you, then we'll probably never have you on again. So
rude.
Nothing against you guys.
You just host us again and then never post it.
We like
well,
you guys.
Everyone, let's,
we like
let's,
you guys
let's
IRL.
Make it a series. So make sure you watch and rewatch. Or sorry, listen and re-listen.
And don't forget to like, subscribe, and get 5 stars.
Yes.
Getting Fizzy with Tom and Lizzie.
Hey.
That's the segment.
Yes, we're getting what?
But
Giggles?
Yeah, you came up with the name Giggles, Gangbangs,
and
we
didn't talk about the Gangbangs though.
Yeah, we didn't touch on the Gangbangs.
Oh. Well, that's for next time then.
Have you been in a gangbang?
I directed one.
I have a t-shirt that says orgy referee, so it sounds like
I was not a referee. I was the director. All right. And I was a part of it. Right. So that's
gentlemen,
another story.
Gentlemen, we have a hole over here that needs to be filled. Pronto.
I was that filler, sir.
All right, so there's a story that we're gonna apparently have to have you guys back on for.
Yes.
But is there anything you guys would like to say to the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are listening to this cast right now?
Well, they're not listening right now. Well, I guess when they're listening, they are listening right now.
Anyway, well, Mr. and Mrs. Sweets are the absolute best. If you want to come back for some giggles and gangbangs and gin fizzes, get your booties listening to this podcast, man. It is a good time. They're a good time. And hopefully we'll be back so we can talk about that gangbang.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it. When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
I love you, baby.
Love you, too. Bye.
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 I think our dog just farted.
Stupid.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.